When 2015 dawned, it was illegal to grow, smoke, or buy marijuana in Oregon, unless you had a medical marijuana card. Now, all of those things are legal for adults. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports on a historic year for pot.
July 1st, 2015 was a day many Oregonians had been waiting for decades. As midnight drew near, crowds gathered in downtown Portland to count down the minutes until marijuana use became legal for all Oregon adults. TV news crews were there to capture the moment.
Many here are yelling, "Weed! We want weed!"
When the clock struck midnight, people lit up to celebrate their new freedom to smoke pot. Never mind the fact that using it in public remains illegal. That's a provision of the 2014 voter-approved ballot measure that legalized marijuana in Oregon. The drug became even more widely available in October. That's when recreational sales began.
And how about a gram of the Rainbow Kush?
Sure.
Oh, no, I see a different one.
Here at West Salem Cannabis, Tammy Perry is stopping in for some pot on her way home.
I've smoked daily since 1993.
And until this year, she had to grow it herself or buy it on the sly.
Isn't this amazing? I have my mother and my sister with me, and they just did not want to come in. Neither one of them smoke, but they're like, "Oh, is this a pot store?" And I'm like, "This is my store." I think it's wonderful.
West Salem cannabis owner Margot Lucas says she's scrambling to keep up with customer demand.
We open at noon here, and we typically always have a big line. People can't wait to get in the door when we open.
Lucas won't say if she's turning a profit yet, but she says the keys to running a successful marijuana business are a lot like any other business.
Those three legs to that stool, I think, that's going to drive this market here in Oregon. It's going to be convenience, choice, and pricing.
The pricing piece of that equation gets a little more complicated in 2016. A 25% sales tax on marijuana is effective January 4th. Later in the year, it will drop to as low as 17% at some marijuana retailers. Lucas says some of her customers are starting to stock up before the tax kicks in. But trying to avoid the tax man is a far cry from trying to dodge the police. The next customer in the store knows that, but he's still trying to stay on the down low. Here's how he introduced himself.
John.
Doe. Okay. John Doe.
Margot Lucas laughs because she knows him, and obviously that's not his name. But the man will let me say that he's a 64-year-old Salem physician who's been smoking pot for more than 40 years. He predicts that in a few years,
it'll be just like walking in and buying a six-pack of beer.
But for now, he doesn't want his love of marijuana to become public knowledge.
There's still plenty of people out there who think that marijuana is the gateway to hell, even though they just don't understand, that's all.
And while 2015 was a big year for marijuana in Oregon, the coming year promises to be plenty interesting, too. In addition to the new tax, the state will start officially licensing growers, processors, distributors, and retailers. The stores that are selling now are doing so under a temporary early sales program for existing medical marijuana dispensaries. But there are clouds on the horizon, says Anthony Johnson. He was the chief petitioner of the marijuana legalization measure. He points to the more than 70 cities and counties that have banned retail pot sales.
If marijuana businesses are not allowed in a community, the demand, you know, the use of marijuana doesn't go away. It just pushes that activity into illicit environments.
But some of those bans could be short-lived. Voters in nearly half of those communities will have the chance to overturn the moratorium on their November 2016 ballot. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.